This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning. This is Sport Today, your weekday sports news podcast that puts you ahead of the game. I'm Martin Gabor.
And I'm Lucy Watkin. It's Wednesday, the 15th of June.
In your Sport Today, Andrew Redmayne soaks up the fame, Serena is set to return, Curry goes ice cold, and wild celebrations on live TV. This is your Sport Today. We are still buzzing after the Socceroos win yesterday to qualify for the World Cup. Now, I spent most of the day watching highlights and trying to justify flights to Qatar. Luce, I know you've been reading up on goalie Andrew Redmayne and you're a big fan, but he nearly quit a few years ago.
Yeah, he almost quit, but I'm so glad he didn't. Redmayne came on in the 119th minute against Peru and then saved a penalty to help Australia qualify. I was enjoying my customary iced latte yesterday morning when he did that. And that's funny because Redmayne almost quit a few years ago to become a barista, but he kept playing. Now he's a national hero. He's been called the Grey Wiggle now because of his iconic dance moves before each penalty kick and the face he pulled after the save is obviously now a meme.
Yeah, but there is a backstory to that face. So apparently he does it all the time to make his one-year-old daughter smile, and now we all seem to smile when we see it. But Luce, one person who isn't smiling is Peru's Luis Advíncula.
No, it looks like he quit the national team straight after the game. He missed Peru's third penalty kick and then posted this on social media after the game. Here's the quote: "I am the only one responsible for this debacle, and my life will not be enough to apologise." He played more than 100 games for Peru and would have been 36 if he wanted to play until the next World Cup. Peru ended up losing 5-4 on penalties, and one of the reasons why may have been because Redmayne threw out the other keeper's water bottle, and that water bottle had info on where the Socceroos like to shoot their penalties on it.
Yeah, I don't think Peruvians like Redmayne as much as we do. Now, there is one more game to go in World Cup qualifying. That's New Zealand against Costa Rica for the last spot at the World Cup. We'll have the result of that one in today's newsletter. We're heading to Sri Lanka now, where the Aussies are 1-0 up in their 50-over series. Glenn Maxwell, he was the main man this morning with the bat in the run chase. Luce, it's a really nice way to bounce back after Australia lost their last T20 game.
Yeah, Sri Lanka batted first and their top three all scored half centuries. The quicks were a bit expensive, but the highlight was a couple of brilliant pieces of fielding. Marcus Stoinis had a run out from the deep and David Warner took a one-handed specky. But Warner missed out with the bat. He was out for a third ball duck and then play was stopped when the rain hit. That meant the target went from 301 in 50 overs to 282 in 44. Steve Smith hit 53, but Maxwell was the star. He scored 80 of just 51 balls and ended the match with his sixth six with 9 balls to go.
Yeah, try saying that 10 times quickly. Six, six. No, thank you. Now, the second game is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and you can watch it on Foxtel and KO. It's been a big couple of days of netball news. The Super Netball Finals, they were locked in on Monday. And then yesterday, the Aussie Diamonds named a squad of 12 for next month's Commonwealth Games in the UK. Luce, who made it and who missed out?
Well, there weren't too many surprises in the squad. Melbourne Vixens shooter Kira Austin is the only player to make the squad who wasn't part of Australia's winning team in the Quad Series against England, South Africa and New Zealand back in January. Liz Watson is the captain and Steph Wood is the vice-captain, and they're two of four players who played in the 2018 Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. There was no room for Bolters Danelle Wollum and Ruby Bakewell-Doran, but they will travel to the UK as reserves. Australia, they are out for a bit of revenge after they lost the gold medal match on the Gold Coast of England 4 years ago.
Yeah, they lost that one by just one goal, 52-51. Now, I've put a link to the full squad in your episode notes if you want to see just who made the Diamonds dozen. Let's go to tennis now, because there have been a couple of massive stories come through overnight. And Luce, there is none bigger than the news that Serena Williams is going to play at Wimbledon. It feels like forever since we last saw her play.
Not quite forever, but it has been a year. Williams hasn't played since she hurt her ankle in the first round at Wimbledon last year. And that was the first time since 1998 that she'd retired during a Grand Slam match. She's dropped down to 1,208th in the rankings because she hasn't played in so long, but she's been given a wild card to play the third Grand Slam of the year. Wimbledon starts in less than a fortnight, so Williams will get some match practice under her belt playing doubles at a lead-up event in Eastbourne.
Yep, Wimbledon starts on June 27, so not long to go. Now, we know that Russian and Belarusian players won't be allowed to play at Wimbledon, but this morning they have been given the green light to play at the US Open, so that means defending champ Daniil Medvedev can defend his title. All right, let's go back to Serena and today's trivia question, which is brought to you by the Sportsmate mobile app. How many times has she won Wimbledon? Luce, give us a clue.
Well, Williams has won 23 Grand Slams in total, so figure it out from there.
All right, good luck with the maths there. We'll have the answer at the end of the show. Let's head to the US now, because the Golden State Warriors, they are just one win away from winning the NBA title. They beat Boston 104-94 yesterday, but there was no Steph Curry magic for once. Luce, he had a very rare off night.
Very rare indeed. Curry missed all nine of his three-point shot attempts, which snaps a streak of 132 consecutive playoff games with at least 1-3 and breaks a streak of 233 regular and postseason games with a three-pointer. He did still score 16 points and hit more than half of his two-pointers. And when he was asked about how he'll get out of his slump, he said, keep shooting. Curry will get a chance to start a new three-point streak on Friday in Boston with Game 6, which is a must-win for the Celtics.
Yeah, but this is going to be pretty tough for Boston, because the Warriors, they are 5-1 whenever they take a 3-2 lead in the finals under head coach Steve Kerr. That match is on from 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time on Foxtel and Kayo. We have got to go back to the Socceroos one more time. We've seen plenty of vision of the Aussies celebrating hard, mostly on that party bus back to their hotel. But in Melbourne, scenes were just as wild as ABC sports reporter Tony Armstrong found out.
Yeah, I reckon he was just as excited as the Socceroos himself in this vision. He was at Fed Square watching on with the loyal fans braving the cold. And as you can imagine, things got pretty chaotic when Redmayne saved that last penalty shot and Armstrong was right amongst it. He didn't make much sense, but the screams and squeals you could hear coming through the microphone told you everything you needed to know. One fan was so happy they gave the camera a kiss. Work also might have been a little bit unproductive for those fans that day.
Yeah, not just those fans. It's hard to know who was more excited, the Socceroos or Armstrong and all of his new mates. Look, you got to see this, so I've put a link to the video in the show notes. All right, it is time for Catch This, where we tell you what's caught our eye or what's coming up. And Luce, it's a bit more football on tonight.
Yeah, Australia plays Saudi Arabia in the semis of the Under-23 Asian Cup tonight.
Absolutely, and you can watch that one on Paramount Plus from 11 p.m. All right, let's get back to today's trivia question. And today I asked, how many times has Serena Williams won Wimbledon? You said she's won 23 overall. Luce, what's the answer?
23 overall, and 7 of them are from Wimbledon.
Lucky number 7. Let's see if she can make it 8 in a couple of weeks' time. All right, we are done for the day. Luce, you're going to be back with Sam tomorrow. I'm off until Monday. Take care.